So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
In advance of the release of The Devil Wears Prada 2, which will hit screens here on May the 1st, Meryl Streep is heavily leaning into a role as fashionista Miranda Priestly. Whenever she appears in public these days, she looks fabulous. And the latest incarnation of that is the cover of Vogue magazine, where she appears with Anna Wintour, the inspiration, more or less, for Streep's character. We're joined by Aoife Dunican from Style Bob. Good afternoon, Aoife.
Afternoon, Sean.
I assume a lot of thought goes into a picture like that, as in what kind of messages are being presented there. Was that your sense of it?
I mean, when I saw the picture first, it's part of an amazing PR campaign for the movie. Anna Wintour appeared in the Oscars with Anne Hathaway. That was kind of the first of it. But if you think back 20 years ago, Sean, she had no control over this movie. She supposedly got a call from Madonna saying, "I think this is about you and you don't look good." And she just, Vogue didn't get involved. Prada were afraid to get involved. Now she's back and she has full control. And she's, I think for Anna Wintour herself, she wants to kind of stay relevant and still very well known. So she's fully leaned in to the whole press, I suppose, train for the whole thing. And this picture is just a fantastic, I suppose, layer in the whole PR campaign.
Yeah. Now, and the way they're sitting with each other, the way they're dressed is you know, if you like, is Meryl Streep dressed like the character and Anna Wintour is dressed like Anna Wintour?
Well, there's so much. You know, it's a real classic picture tells a thousand words. So I think, first of all, Anna Wintour is sitting a little bit elevated from Meryl Streep. Sitting kind of looking down on her, it's almost like, you know, I'm still Anna Wintour, I'm still the boss. But if you think of what she's wearing red. Red is the colour of confidence, winning and power, right? And I don't know if you saw the lapels that she has on her dress. It's almost kind of a sergeant major role there. And then if you look at her shoes, although they're lovely and soft, and she normally wears florals, they're still made of snake skin. So it's almost like that. Mm. I always think of the hiss from a snake. It's like, I'm here. I'm very much here. She's a very soft pose about her. Meryl Streep is obviously, you know, very, very kind of authoritative. But Anna is still looking down on her. And that red, I mean, the first thing you see is that colour of confidence, which is very much her. So she's saying an awful lot without saying anything at all.
Right.
Meryl is really interesting. She's in a very masculine suit, but she's still shown a small little bit of, maybe a little bit of softness with the turn back on the actual cuff. And look at those pointy shoes. You're absolutely getting nowhere with her. They are steely. Don't mess with me. But interesting, she's not wearing black. Navy blue is the colour of trust, and white's the colour of fresh start. So she's still Miranda Priestly. She's icy, she's steely, she's cold. But there's a tiny little bit of tongue-in-cheek going on, and I just think it's probably one of the best front covers I have seen in a long time. And also there's a lot of social media going on as well, where Anna is dressed in a blue jumper and a little kilt from the movie years ago, but she's obviously not going to be in the front cover of Vogue like that. But it's just such a steely, icy picture. Do you like it?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a fabulous picture. Who would have... Would it have been someone like you would have worked that out? I would imagine telling Anna Wintour what she should wear might be a difficult job.
Very difficult. She actually had the photographer she's been working with, Anna Levesque, I think, for about, gosh, probably 30, 40 years. All these women, by the way, are in their 70s. This would have gone through so many different thought processes. I can't tell you, because also with the color red, we see, you know, well, first of all, we see visuals before we see words, but red holds the longer straight wavelength of light, which means it holds our attention for longer. And that would have been very strategic here, because I still think Anna is the first person that you see. She would have been in full control of that. She's still the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine. So much thought. And I would say probably, Sean, an awful lot of X's and rejections through what she was about to wear. Put it this way, I wouldn't like to be doing it myself. I think you'd have to have a very hard neck. But a picture paints a thousand words. And I think what's interesting is that she was very quiet 20 years ago. She is now fully in control of this cover. And I think it's going to be absolutely amazing for her. I mean, a lot of people knew who Anna Wintour was, but I think, you know, the campaign's only starting and we've another month left to go before the movie comes out.
Would she have had anything to say about the way Meryl Streep is dressed?
Yes, I think she would. I think she would have too. I think she might be, you know, that mother of the bride moment where mother of the groom, what is she wearing first? And then I'll decide. Absolutely. It would have been a picture like this is very choreographed. It's not, you know, one element of it depends on the other. And I'd say this probably went through, you know, a thousand iterations to get to where it's at yet. But, you know, Vogue front covers are very precious. And when you're going to do it, you have to get it right. Interesting enough, they are all in Prada, except Anna Wintour is in Prada, but she's still stuck with her signature Chanel glasses and her Manolo Blahnik shoes. And that's a bit like, you're not telling me what to do.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I'll do my own thing.
Yeah, but it seems to be the case that when the first film came out, that Anna Wintour apparently went to the premiere and wore Prada to it and didn't know that it was about her, or seemed only dimly aware of that.
Supposedly, but I don't know. And I think she exited very quickly from that premiere, but she kept quiet all the time. And actually, any interview that's happened since that, someone said, you know, do you see? She said yes. And then what, do you have any comments? She goes, well, not really. And I think it took her, what I read today is it took a lot of encouragement, by the way, to get her to do this front cover. It took a lot of encouragement.
Okay, but she owns it now, though. That was a very clever move.
She owns it. And I haven't bought Vogue in a while, because just sometimes I've so many magazines build up. And I think this front cover will entice a lot of people back into Vogue. You know, they've a kind of a new editor now, even though she's still editor-in-chief. But there's a new lady called Kiyomana Nadi, and, you know, kind of in her 30s. And she's looking to really, I suppose, have her own input in it. But this is keeping Anna still very relevant and, you know, in the media and in people's minds, because as we know, she's not going anywhere. Are you going to go see it, Sean?
Well, I might be dragged along to it, put it that way. Aoife, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Aoife Dunican there, image consultant from The Style Bob.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.